pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Officials in Minnesota say they've arrested 57-year-old Vance Bolter, accused of killing a state lawmaker and her husband over the weekend. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson said Bolter posed as a police officer.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
More airstrikes have been traded between Iran and Israel. Israeli officials say at least five people were killed in overnight missile attacks by Iran. ABC News foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is there.
A devastating strike in the heart of Tel Aviv. An Iranian ballistic missile evading air defense, exploding in a downtown residential neighborhood. Hundreds of emergency workers flooding the scene, scouring for survivors.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, 34 people have now been killed after shooting erupted near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Wisconsin has three lakes that have placed in the top 25 lake vacation destination. Travel Plus Leisure Magazine has called out three of the over 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin. With Lake Superior in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin being number one on the list, Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin being number eight, and Lake Michigan on the border of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois coming in at number 12. Wisconsin is the only state that made the top 25 lakes three times. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was recognized yesterday on June 15th, and this year, in honor of the day, the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site and the Phillips First Presbyterian Church are offering a presentation on June 18th at 12 p.m. Julia Wienendahl, staff attorney from Judicare, will be presenting on useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. Once again, this is taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. Heading to the water this weekend, Brittany Merlot is tracking algae blooms and invasive species in the state.
And Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers conquer the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, I mean, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for McGill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today with a high of 81 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms this evening. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time things wind down late tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late-day thunderstorms with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98 Q Country.
All right, getting back to the music here on the morning show. It's the 9 o'clock hour on 98 Q. Rodney Atkins is up next. We'll be talking to Big G this hour about some fun stuff happening this past weekend and weekends upcoming. First, here's some good advice for you if you're going through hell.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show. I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not,
the end of the day. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never sleep.
Got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Get a little mud on the tires.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
Inside. And it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone? And I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along. Pulling all nighter, chasing that desire. Every time you end up back with him, is it safe and you're scared of everything you're feeling when we're burning the midnight down again? Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone? And I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along. Pulling all night or chasing that desire.
Florida Georgia Line on 98Q. That was Sippin' on Fire. Gray here with you, covering for Joel today in the 9 o'clock hour, and actually all the way since 6 o'clock in the a.m. We've also heard from Brad Paisley, Zach Top, Garth Brooks, Rodney Atkins this hour, because, Austin, every hour starts with 5 in a row on 98Q. How Absolutely. Is your Monday morning shaping up so far?
Honestly, pretty all right.
Fair
enough.
I've
got a lot of caffeine in my system. My grandma made awesome smoothies.
Your grandmother makes fantastic smoothies.
The thing is, I don't even know where she found that recipe.
You don't have to find it. Some people are just that good, you know?
Well, true. She always has been good at, not necessarily the cooking department, but like the smoothies and the baking departments. Those she's always been awesome at.
Cooking, smoothies, baking, quilts, sewing. What can't she do?
Jack of all trades.
And master of all of them at the same time, I must say.
Which is weird. She completely broke the saying.
Yes, completely broke it. Speaking of completely breaking things, we're going to completely break the day. Normally, I'd be on Joel's morning show in the 8 o'clock hour. Instead, it's my show this morning. So we're going to have Big G on. We had some Fifield events happening over the weekend. The Fifield Lions' second annual Trail Twisters Fun Run. And Big G was not able to attend directly, but his other half was, if you will. His other half being his twin brother. I don't know that he'd actually accept that moniker. I think Gary is his own person, certainly. But that said, his twin brother was indeed there. I was there. Austin was there. Everybody but Big G was there,
I should
say.
It was a very good time.
It was. It was a fantastic time. We had a couple dogs show up from Catkins Animal Rescue, another one of the great beneficiaries.
Awesome food, too.
Of course, the Fifield Fire Department.
I was there before you got out of bed.
I was there
early
too.
In the morning. I had to go up set up a canopy because the weather was a little bit
I was there before
inclement,
Big G.
So
I'd well, like we... to make it known I was there before Big G.
We've got
that's a record. You better write that down on the calendar.
I messed up Big G when you walked in. I should have hit us with the
hey.
We got did you know we had that?
What's that?
We've got here, let's see if I can get this. We've got a
hey.
Oh, it's not playing. Hold on just a sec. I've got the people are hearing it. It's I actually have a half second clip of you just going, hey.
Oh, okay. That,
and that's it. So
right.
Big G can be here even when Big that's G right. isn't here. Yeah, I suppose it was the cans. But thank you, Austin. I appreciate that. Here, I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit it one more time so Austin can benefit. Here we go.
Hey!
It is. Okay. Yeah, that is what it is.
It's going to be
interesting.
I need that as my text notification.
I agree. Actually, we'll talk about that. It's very possible since we have Android phones. But Big G, welcome. Welcome to the Monday Morning Show on 98Q. How was your weekend?
It was excellent. Great to spend time with family there. My son and my daughter and her boyfriend, we all got together down in Milwaukee. Went to the Brewer game, had a great meal Saturday night, and just a great day to spend with family.
And actually, briefly, Big G, I just realized you saying that has reminded me that I haven't said diddly about Father's Day today. Happy belated Father's Day to everybody out there, all the fathers out there celebrating. Hopefully you had a chance to celebrate that in a way of your choosing, and hopefully you'll like your socks.
Yeah, most definitely. Yep.
I mean, the thing is, though, the older you get, the more socks are an awesome gift.
Oh, absolutely. The 12-year-old complains. The 30-year-old rejoices. I'm not buying myself socks. I need you to
do that. I haven't bought a pair of socks in ages because it's what I get for gifts.
My life's not that organized. Big G, though, you had a good weekend?
I did, yep.
Excellent, excellent.
It was a lot of fun down there. Saw a lot of brake lights down there, of course, going into Miller Park there.
Yep.
About a 40-minute turtle slog into there, but
it's worth it in the end.
Yep.
Well, you got to watch the Brewers contribute to a series
a great
win.
Game. Yep. They won, and just a great weekend. Beautiful weather all weekend down there in Milwaukee. So it was just a great weekend, and blessed to be with my family.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Glad you had a good time.
And happy Father's Day indeed to you, Big G, and to everybody who was able to or not able to celebrate one way or the other. If it applies to you, happy Father's Day to you one day late from 98Q. Big G is holding a fantastic list of people who put in a lot of work, time, effort, funds, contributions that made that fundraiser possible, the Fifield Lions Club second annual Trail Twister Fun Run, of course, in partnership with the Fifield Fire Department, the Mulvridge Park Playground Committee, Catkins Animal Rescue, CNR Power Sports put in a lot of work to benefit all those. We had some other premier sponsors and some event sponsors I know you wanted to mention too, Big G.
Yeah, thanks to everyone that contributed there. I know Catkins, I think they raised about $300 or something like that for the Catkins Animal Rescue, so a little bit helps. But thank you to all our sponsors this past weekend for all the donations they made to the basket raffles, plus our premier event sponsors. Our premier event sponsors were CNR Power Sports right here in Park Falls, Restore You, Henry and Michelle there, B&B Insurance Services, Park Falls Plumbing and Heating. They sponsored the kids' games there. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't the best, but we had them there, so I think the kids enjoyed those.
Yeah, there were a couple games of soccer billiards played.
Okay.
Yeah, I happen to know.
I played with, I think it was Gary's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Played one round with Matt, but that wasn't the only game played.
We're both above the age of what it should be, but it was still fun.
Sure, but thanks to Pete and Angie and everybody at Park Falls Plumbing and Heating for sponsoring those.
Absolutely.
And then St. Clair Rods, a beautiful rod and reel. Thanks to Neil and Kurt and the gang over there at St. Clair Rods. We had a beautiful rod and reel that we raffled off, and Bruce Locken made a cash donation towards the kids' games. And Franzen's out there, they Rolling Acres, one of our premier sponsors, so thank you to them. We also had a lot of additional sponsors. You saw a lot of great items out there that we had for the 50-50 raffles that you could buy tickets for and win, thanks to Wheelway and Fifield, Ronert's Lumber and Fifield, Fifield Grocery, Super One Foods, Jack's Corner Bar, The Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood, Jay's Automotive, Vichy's Pub, the Park Falls Country Club. We had a couple rounds of golf out there for them. O'Reilly Auto Parts, Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Country Cafe in Fifield, the Fifield Express Mart, the County Line Station in Minocqua, J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, Moose Jaw Lodge, Schwabgen Home Furnishings, Lena's Northern Pines, the Pinewood Golf Club over in Harshaw, Wisconsin, Shelby SDW Salon and Spa, Mary Cassidy's, Seed and Feed right in Fifield, Renew You Day Spa right here in Park Falls, The Big Dipper, BC Auto Repair and Prentice, AC Carpet Plus, Elk River Custom Rods, The Butternut Cafe, Signature Signs, and of course, Park Falls Building and Hardware, the builders over there. I also want to thank the Movage Park Playground Committee and Friends of the Fifield Fire Department. I heard there's some delicious brisket sandwiches and stuff down there.
That sandwich was fantastic.
And they had the sauce to go with it. It was awesome.
Oh, Bigfoot barbecue sauce was on scene.
All
right. Yeah. Super. I don't think I saw Mark himself there, but he contributed some sauces.
Yep.
And
They were great sauce.
If Bigfoot was there, you know about it. That's how Bigfoot sauce works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So thank you to all of them for all their support. Thank you to all the Lions Club members that helped out and everybody that was there that made this a great, successful event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was absolutely a privilege to be able to thank those sponsors a couple times and annoy some people with some classic country music from your speaker box there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Hopefully you guys will have me back next year if you need me. That was absolutely fantastic. And like I said earlier, it was I know there were a couple people mentioned that it wasn't quite as bustling as last year, but it's not going to be. And I think everybody was enjoying their week up here in the Northwoods. It was
to be fair, the weather did dampen it.
That's what I mean. Yep. That's what
but
I mean.
All things considered, we still did excellent.
And it still inspired a nice, comfortable, content atmosphere. Nobody was upset about anything, let me tell you. I think we were all, it was a very chill environment.
It ran smooth.
Yes, and a great way to give back to the community.
Like, thank you to everybody, all the riders out there. Thank you to Bob Binky Lavoie, kind of organizing that, leading that trip. So thank you to them.
Big thank you to them coming in.
Yeah, you bet.
Helping us out a lot.
And shout out to Carl and Phyllis Riccardi of CNR Power Sports for, yes, sponsoring the event, but also Carl sat there, sold tickets the whole time, had some assistance from Gary Griesel there, but between Carl and Phyllis and also our special ticket runners, Rowan and Michaela, we got some good table drawings done that wouldn't have been possible without any of those names. Any one of those people missing wouldn't have been half as fun, I don't think, given all that stuff away
at
the end.
And without Carl there, we wouldn't have been nearly as planned.
we needed a field marshal. Carl was that guy. Shout out to you, Carl.
Carl 100%. And Binky.
Thank you to you, Gray, for doing the MC in there, and Rachel was there, so I saw a nice picture on Facebook of the two of you. So
Toby, the station dog, had to make an appearance.
He was there too.
He was well loved.
Well, we were both there, so if he had seen the Facebook pictures after we got back, he would have been asking us why we didn't bring him. So we had to bring Toby, of course.
That just brings up an image of your dog just hacking into your laptop while you're gone, just to see.
Okay, I hope he. Have you ever seen the movie Cats and Dogs or Cats versus Dogs? I think
I have.
It's like an
actually.
Early 2000s movie where cats and dogs are actually like mortal enemies with secret agents underground.
I'm thinking I remember it.
We'll talk about it. Big G, we've got you here on the morning show today. I wanted to take an opportunity to admit to you a foolish mistake that I've been making over the last couple months. But first, did you have anything else for us quickly before we break rank here and? Get informal.
I think we're good. Be sure and get your Fifield Movage Park Playground raffle tickets. They'll be drawing on July 5th at the Fifield Picnic. That'll be at Movage Park, so be sure and get those tickets. They are trying to raise money to replace that playground equipment down there, which is deemed not safe. So they have a ways to go, so be sure and support the Movage Playground Community Project there.
Happy to report that obsoleted equipment is gone. It has been removed and was not on site there this Saturday. So if you want to have an experience down at Movage Park, no need to worry. Bring the family down there. There are some things missing, but it's only those things that you wouldn't have wanted to interface with as we prepare to replace that.
Right.
Big G, do you happen to know offhand where people can grab those tickets in the meantime? I know they'll be able to get them at the picnic.
I know that there's Dave Ebert, and I think they're coming on Reality Radio.
And John Schroeder.
Dave and John.
Okay.
Schroeder, and then I believe Samantha down at the post office
in
Park Falls. You can pick them up there. There's several at Northwood Supper Club is selling them. All the Fifield businesses, I believe, are selling them.
Okay.
So you can stop in there, get a ticket, support a great cause right here to help our community.
Excellent. And there was also another drawing that was happening for a Winona canoe, 18 and a half foot, weighs only 42 pounds. That one in particular, which I think also involves a prize of a
St. Croix Musky Rod as another prize, maybe second place in that one. A little hazy on the details there, but I know that that one in particular does benefit the Fifield Fire Department in their hunt for a new tender truck.
Okay.
So there's kind of some dueling. Long story short, get tickets for both. Grab some chances at some cash, at some canoes, at some fishing supplies that everybody needs up here in the Northwoods.
And even if you don't win, it's still an awesome opportunity to support.
Exactly. That's right. Just it. I highlight it as often and loudly as I can. We all have to do just a little bit more.
We have to come together, because without us, there is no community.
But we're really good at making those opportunities to do that fun.
True. And
instead of, hey, come split my wood, how about, hey, come buy a brat and hang out with your neighbors for a couple hours right on the weekend. Stuff like this is what makes the Northwoods great.
Keeping connection alive.
Now, I want to tell you about what makes me not great. Big G, I made a stupid mistake. I want to see you laugh at me because I need this. So, Big G, you recently assisted me in the hunt for a new-to-me used vehicle. Rachel and I were looking. We had a need spring up that was not a happy time, but you helped make that a much smoother experience, and we did that. You helped us in that process, gave us a lot of great info, and we wound up with a vehicle that we were very happy with, and that was a couple months ago, two to three months ago now.
Right. Yep.
Now, one of the things that I think you'll agree was slightly outside the way some people would have done it. I went a little older than some people would be comfortable with. We went a little bit older, and we wound up with a vehicle that's 11 years old. And so,
only 11?
Yeah, I know. 11 years old is not that old, but we're financing this. So I thought, hey, if we're financing it, 11 years old looks a little bit older. I
mean, dude, 11 years old is new for some people.
Oh, believe me. My first car that I drove back in 2010 was a 1988. So don't worry, I'm with you there, and I miss that thing every day. It was
right? The older cars, man.
It was an 88 Monte Carlo, and it shouldn't have been as cheery as it was, but we'll talk about that another time.
It depends how they're taken care of.
Exactly. Yep. And in fact, it was a one owner before me Monte Carlo that had been wound up on the used lot of Wheelway when Wheelway was in your hands. So actually, in a way, you sold me that 88 Monte. Thank you for that. Yep. But anyway, different story entirely. A couple months ago, we wound up with a Jeep. And it's a used car. I've been nervous, but it's been great. It's heavy. It's got the power. It gets decent gas mileage. And then about a month ago, it began. I was driving between 70 and work, and I heard prrr, and I thought, did I hit the vibrating strip? Did I leave the lane a little bit? Did I earn that? No, I'm watching. I'm holding firmly. I'm at 10 and 2, and I'm looking. I'm between the lines, and I hear it again. And I thought, that was like a plasticky vibration. And I thought, okay, maybe there's like a piece of the dash or a piece of a door handle. You know, there's some piece of plastic loose on this 11-year-old vehicle. Finally, a month after I've owned it, you know, something was going to pop up. Well, I've spent a month looking for that noise. I've done everything but take a Bowie knife to the seats to tear into the foam. I want to know, because Big G, I'm the guy who cares too much.
If it's on the inside or the outside?
It's on the inside. I'm pretty confident. Oh, hold on though, Big G. I've got more info for you that you're going to want to want before you think too hard about this. I was even able to determine it's the back right passenger area. Okay. Either the door, maybe behind the front seat somehow, maybe underneath it. And these are all the areas I searched. And even underneath that back seat, I found a little wire connection with a big clunky plastic plug that wasn't held down. And I thought that could hop up and down and kind of vibrate. I taped it down and I heard it the next day. It didn't even wait for me, Big G. It wanted me to know that I'd failed. I hear it every day. And I mean, it's so random. I'll hit big bumps and nothing. And I'll hit one tiny little crack in the road, and there it goes.
Is there a certain something you're doing that's triggering it?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it my fault somehow? Yes, obviously the car is cooperating with me.
Or is it popping up in like specific scenarios that might not necessarily be your fault? Could just be how it triggers.
Big G, we played golf on Thursday. It was an okay round for both of us.
Yep.
And
Leave a golf ball under there or something?
No, I didn't leave a golf ball under there, but you're on the right track.
All
right. I was putting my golf clubs back in the car. I've got the back seat folded down, and I'm putting the golf clubs in. When I look, I'm standing behind the vehicle. The back hatch is open. I'm looking forward into the passenger compartment of the vehicle, and there it is in the back seat, the seat back compartment behind the passenger seat.
Yep.
In Jeeps, that's plastic behind the seat.
Yep.
Instead of fabric like some cars have.
Right.
And instead of a fabric pocket, it is a net.
Yep.
So you've got a net with a plastic There was a dog bowl in there.
Oh, okay.
There was a collapsible dog bowl about a quarter inch narrower than the opening, so it would just sit there and shake like a leaf in the wind, and I did it to myself. I took that baby out on Thursday, and 3 days later, I have not heard one little vibration, and I needed that. I needed you to laugh at me because I deserved that. And I need therapy, Big G.
I thought this was going to turn into car talk for a second. I was like, what's click and clack when you need to...
If you can't tell, I've had a lot of passion going on about this because I screamed my anger at the sky when I realized that it was myself. I thought, because like I told you, and I don't need to tell you guys this. I probably don't need to tell the 98Q audience this. I'm the type of guy to care too much about that kind of little vibrating noise, especially because I thought, man, I was so secure in this purchase. And now it's worming its way into my psyche. I made a mistake. It vibrates. It's not perfect. This thing that I knew was 11 years old isn't perfect. Well, of course not, you darn fool. And not only that, it's your fault.
Big Honestly, G, a little rattle like that would be the best case scenario for any of my vehicles.
Really, seriously. And I know, like, believe me, I know that an 11-year-old vehicle is just about cherry. I'm very fortunate to consider that any sort of thing. But like I said, that was the first vehicle of that age that I'd ever financed. And that's like looking at it through a totally different lens. Like, I've got comprehensive insurance on this thing.
In that case, it's understandable you'd be a little concerned.
I'm thinking in numbers the way I wouldn't when it was I bought that Sunfire back in the day, cash up front, and okay, whatever happens, happens.
You're not the kind of person where it's like, oh, that sounds expensive. Let me just turn the radio up so I don't hear that anymore.
Yeah.
You're not that kind of guy.
$4,500 up front, $60 a month in insurance, and hey, let's just drive it until it falls apart. But no. I'm stuck with the payments on this one. I don't want to be stuck with the payments and my mistake.
Welcome to the car market. It's not fun.
Oh, see, and that's, again, this is me just becoming an adult before our very eyes at the age of 31. But no, I thought that might be something that other people have been through. I pulled the trigger. It was going great. And then,
You just had so many people just shaking their head in amusement because it's like, yep, been there, buddy, been there.
From a background in the car business, I can tell you that the first thing you look for is the obvious stuff. Yep. I've had folks come in in the wintertime and they're driving a pickup and, man, there's clunk in here somewhere. And I'll go out and open the tailgate and we'll take all the ice out of the thing that's banging up against the front of the tailgate and boom, it's
Big fixed. Big G's ice removal service.
So, that's, and you just don't think about that stuff. You always assume that, okay, there must be a problem here or something.
Well, and fear comes into it too. Right. I know I'm ignorant about cars. So when I was driving a Pontiac G6 a few years back and all of a sudden just... it was throwing me left and right all over the place. Things are vibrating, and I'm like, what in the heck? I brought it into the shop, and they said, did you knock the ice out of the wheels?
Right.
Because it builds up right in that wheel well.
What I said,
and it's awful.
I said, how much do I owe you for my stupidity? And they said, this one's free, but if you do that again, we're charging you for the removal, and I don't even want to know. That was down in Eau Claire, and honestly... Yep.
I had that happen on my Ford, but the problem was by the time we noticed it, the ice had solidified into cement because it was mud, it was gravel, it was ice. It's like I had to sit there with an actual chisel to get it out of the wheel well so the wheels would actually turn again.
Well, Big G, thank you for this opportunity to laugh at myself through you. We're going to get into a quick commercial break here, then a few more country songs. We'll probably hear from Big G and Austin again. We've only got 15 minutes left of the morning show. Still some time to make fun of ourselves here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
98Q Country.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Your roof takes a beating.
from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others, topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy today, with highs reaching the upper 70s and scattered showers and thunderstorms. Chances this afternoon increase tonight as a line of storms is expected to roll through, and some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
98 Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be a no-show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights to come. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love. When she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby, yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive.
Q Country.
It's a junked out joint off a back road, a blinking window sign with an arrow, a gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you.
Lights on the stall door, a picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey river on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you.
Station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on the hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Hotels are made for two-night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. Sad song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on a sidewalk in your new dress all alone.
Cause he can only show you what love is.
Country.
That was Love Ain't from 98Q, and I definitely didn't mean to let that extra file play. Big G, welcome back into the studio to finish off the show with me today.
Hey, thanks, Gray.
My pleasure. Had a little bit of an interesting morning show today as I cover for Joel, and it will continue to be that way this week because Joel is off all week. If you see Joel Karnick in public, tell him to get to work. He's actually probably going to be doing a bunch of gardening and probably burning more calories in general than he would around here because Joel is that guy. He takes a vacation and works harder. What does that say about you, Joel? I think we might have to talk. But Big G's here with me. We just realized, Big G, that we made a little bit of a goof recently when it came to something we've been trying to spread the word about. You might have heard an ad even earlier this morning about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day and about an event happening in the Northwoods here on Wednesday, matter of fact, that the... It's the Price County ADRC.
Yeah, it's the Price County ADRC World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And they're having a seminar June 18th, which is Wednesday at 12 o'clock at the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site at the Phillips First Presbyterian Church.
And we've been talking about that for a couple days since late last week, but what we missed was that there is an RSVP.
They need the RSVP.
Okay, yep. So Big G, what can people do if they were going to attend? If you were going to attend that World Elder Abuse Awareness Day event this Wednesday at the Presbyterian Church in Phillips, what do you need to do, Big G?
They need to call Cheyenne at 715-339-2158. To reserve a spot for the presentation.
715-339-2158. You'll be calling Cheyenne there, and I'm pretty sure I know this Cheyenne, and if so, she's awesome. Give her a call. She'll set you up right. And Cheyenne, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. We goofed. We accidentally copied it black and white, and that RSVP info just vanished. One of those very human things, but we want to help them out every way we can. So if you were planning to attend that World Elder Abuse Awareness Day event, Presbyterian Church in Phillips this Wednesday, what time, Big G?
Yeah, 12 o'clock p.m.
All right.
At noon.
Give a call to Cheyenne, and what's that phone number again?
715-339-2158. And they're going to have a special, the staff attorney for Judicare will be presenting useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. So,
I know I get a dozen calls a day.
Important information. A lot of, everybody's getting scam calls and
emails on emails and letters. And now people are having packages delivered to you with a QR code on it. And sure, there's a neat little package for you. But if you scan that code, well, there's all your personal info. I don't mean to scare anybody, but I know I wouldn't blame anybody for looking around and thinking it's getting a little tougher out there to just be a person.
Even if you go to websites now, I mean, they've got, if you're looking for just something particular, they've got, there's 10, 12, 13 websites that'll pop up, and you got to make sure you're on the right website.
Oh yeah, and Google is not doing as much as they used to save you from that, or at least I should say their efforts aren't quite as fruitful. I look around at the internet and I feel like I'm in a bit of a minefield. So
right,
if you're looking
definitely.
For some tips and tricks, and you're looking for to arm yourself, if you will, against those people who would scam you that way, and I don't mean literally arm yourself. I think most people who would be so inclined are taken care of in that realm around here. But if you want the knowledge to prevent those sorts of issues in the first place, first of all, give a call to Cheyenne, 715-339-2158, and plan to attend that event in Phillips on Wednesday at noon, the First Presbyterian Church, put on by the ADRC, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Big G, thank you so much for spending a big chunk of this last hour with me. I get lonely when it's just me in here. I don't know how Joel does it. Every time I cover for him, I learn just how much the guy is putting up with, especially in the form of himself and nothing
sure,
else.
Sure, you bet.
So thank you so much for that. We'll be hearing from Big G throughout the
thank
week.
You.
Do you have anything we should keep an eye on this week? Are you up to anything nefarious?
No, we've got a big day on Wednesday. Lots of events going on. I know the reality radio is full. So
yes, yep. We'll have a very busy day right here. I'll be popping over to Wheelway tomorrow. I'm not sure on the timing on that. I'll update everybody on that tomorrow. So we'll be checking out Wheelway tomorrow, Reality Radio on Wednesday. Bunch of fun every day because that's just how it works here at 98Q. Quick word from sponsors, then top of the hour news as we finish the morning show on WCQM. Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction is a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find miles and miles of paved bike trails, marked county highway and ATV trails, fishing, kayaking, a clean sandy beach with a huge trampoline for swimming, super clean shower houses, a laundromat, a campground lodge for additional supplies, ice, pizza, and ice cream. Come for the week, come for the weekend, or come for a season. They welcome everyone from tenting, RVs, or motorhomes. Don't have one? Heck, they'll rent you one of their campers, park models, and new to the campground, sleeping cabins. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods to set up camp and make amazing memories where you'll go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rate information or to reserve your spot. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction, Wisconsin.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer Tour?